Today we're talking about Police Unity Tour. Where we have with us Lynn Johnson, retired RPD, and I knew this, and I didn't realize you were the same guy, but you're the guy that just retired, and you have the record for the longest. You were on this force for, what, 52?
52 years.
52 years. Man, you must be like the Don Elhart of RPD, although he hasn't retired yet.
Yeah, Doug Emlich did my retirement party.
Oh, of course he did. Of course he did. All right. Cheryl Fridley's here, retired RPD. How you doing?
Doing good.
All right, Cheryl. And then we have, she's retired Grease, but now she's part-time Monroe County Sheriff, so we have Mary Beth Kowalski. How's it going, Mary Beth?
Very good. Very good.
So you guys, let's talk about this Police Unity Tour, the ride. What's the cause and why are you guys riding?
Well, the Police Unity Tour started in 1997.
Okay.
Two officers down in Florham Park, New Jersey, thought of the idea, Pat Montori and Harry Phillips. And they got 18 of their people from New Jersey, and they rode from Florham Park just outside of New York City,
mm-hmm.
to Washington, D.C., to the National Law Enforcement Memorial.
Okay.
And the idea was to raise money for the memorial and to bring recognition for those officers that gave their ultimate sacrifice in the line of duty or killed in the line of duty. And keeping the memorial is a very expensive proposition.
Oh, sure.
So they had to re-blacken all the names. It cost over $1 million just to,
really?
To do that, yes. So they raised $18,000 that year.
Okay.
$18,000. You think that was a big but now.
Well, that's decent money for a couple guys, right?
No, there was 18 of them. There
yeah.
were 1,000 apiece, right? Yeah, it was good. But last year, about 2,200 riders, they presented a check for $2 million.
No kidding.
And since 1997, they've been able to supply the memorial $33 million.
Now, at this memorial, does it name everybody in the country, every police officer that's ever been killed in the line of duty?
Yes. There's 23,755 names.
Wow.
On that. And it's the only memorial in Washington, D.C. where names grow every year.
Yeah.
It's the only memorial.
Sad but true. We've added a few in Rochester.
We've had 16 Rochester police officers on that memorial.
No kidding.
There's 11 Monroe County deputy sheriffs. There's 5 New York State troopers, an officer from Webster, and an officer from Brighton.
You know, that's a scary thought, Lynn, because, you know, my son's IPD. My son's been on the job for 7 years now. Yeah.
Wow.
He's got a ways to go to catch you.
And this one from Brighton is also was a Monroe County deputy sheriff also. It was
okay.
Kind of done. And then there was one from Gates PD also.
No kidding. I didn't know. I mean, obviously, we just know about Maz that happened just last year. Was it last year or 2 years now?
22.
It was just last
July
year.
July 21st and 22.
Yeah. So now, how'd you get in, Cheryl? Are you riding, Cheryl?
Yes, I'm a one rider. This will be my third ride.
Now, you have a history family-wise, right?
Yes. I turned out, I got looking into it, and my uncle by marriage, his father is the Fallen Gates officer from back in the 1930s.
Oh, no kidding.
He died when my uncle was only less than a year old.
Wow.
So I've ridden for him every year, and my husband, who's now with Gates, is riding for him again this year, as well as Maz.
Is that that guy sitting over in the corner that doesn't want to talk on the
yes,
radio?
Yes, yeah,
that
that's him
that's
over
him,
there.
Jay over there. It's okay, Jay. Just stay right there. And then now, Mary Beth, what brings you to this other than just the camaraderie in the brotherhood of serving?
So I got involved in 2015. I started riding. This is going to be my fifth ride. I got involved with Team Rochester when our area lost Daryl Pearson.
Right, right.
So I started riding in 2015 for Daryl, and then I stayed riding every year after that until 2018. Took a little hiatus, and then when I got the call from the team to ride for Tony, for Maz, I didn't hesitate.
Right.
So 5 years back riding, and it's just an honor, I guess, to keep it simple.
Now, how far
honor are you to bring this awareness to these guys that did pay the ultimate sacrifice.
The ultimate sacrifice, yeah.
To be grateful to their families, too, and to support their families along the journey, the new journey that they're all on.
Right. Yes. The journey that none of us want to take, believe me. We think about it often. Mm-hmm. So how far is this ride? You guys start from here, right? Is that what happens?
No, we start from Florham Park.
Oh, New so Jersey. You got to go down to the original New Jersey location.
Right.
Okay, all right.
And it's, depending on where their permits are from, it's 320, 340, 350.
Okay.
It varies a little bit every year, but it's over 320 miles every year.
So from New Jersey to D.C.?
Yes.
Right to the memorial.
Right.
Yes, we now actually ride into the memorial at the very end.
That's got to be...
It's very impressive.
Breathtaking, right?
Oh, emotional. Very emotional.
Yeah. And now, how can we help? I mean, you guys are here today. You obviously have an event, fundraising event. You want to tell us about that, Mary Beth?
Well, we're having a fundraising event for this ride for Maz to cover our participation costs. Each rider... individually has to raise $2,100. And then we also, if we reach that mark, mm-hmm. and any other donations that we bring in, those donations go to the memorial, its programs, which the captain shared earlier. There's programs. There's also programs during Police Week for the families of the fallen that go to D.C. during this week. That we actually meet the families when we ride in to the memorial.
Okay.
So those survivors are supported all week with various activities and programs.
Oh, that's nice.
For their families and the children. So also that those right. donations go towards those programs and to support that those efforts too for the families.
It's a great way to remember because we see it all the time too. I mean, it was just last week or something. The one officer that was killed in. Was it Kentucky? Where was yes. the bank shooting?
Lexington, that was Kentucky. Lexington.
That kid was on the job 10 days or something like
yes.
that?
Correct.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, that's just, you know, that's terrible. That's craziness.
You know, the memorial, like Cheryl was saying, is very emotional.
I bet.
You ride in, there's a, with all the rides meet in the at RFK Stadium. They come from down south. There's a whole group that comes down south. We come from the north.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We meet, then there's what they call a challenge ride, which these are the guys that are really with bicycles and they like the hills. And
oh, yeah. I'm familiar with those crazy guys.
You meet at the stadium and all you see is a sea of blue bikes. And then you line up two by two to ride in the memorial. And the survivors, wives, husbands, brothers, are there. They can ride. They can ride in this tour. And they lead us into the memorial. And there's 40, 50,000 people down there.
No kidding.
When they come in and all for the one purpose is to honor and remember the sacrifices that are made.
Exactly.
But that memorial is really, really touching because it's not a sad place. It's a place where legacies are remembered, mm-hmm. stories are remembered, their lives are honored. There's a saying that they always use in the tour. It's not how these officers died that made them heroes. It's how they lived.
Right. Exactly. And didn't you tell me, Mary Beth, that there's guys come from the West Coast as well?
Yes, from L.A., Las Vegas. I remember talking to some of the motorcycles, and my question was, how do you get these motorcycles here? And one of the gentlemen from LAPD said, FedEx flies our bikes, our motorcycles here.
No kidding.
For us to ride, yes, because we're escorted by how many captains?
Well,
about
200 motorcycles.
Oh, right.
So once you start your ride,
right,
we don't stop for anything.
No.
So those
no red light violations.
I know. I love that.
So those motorcycles.
Those are the best kind of bike rides, yeah.
Right. So those motorcycles are our additional support and security along as we go through these larger cities and towns.
Well, yeah, you're going down the East Coast.
We're shutting down intersections, and that's one thing that I remember is a lot of people will honk in support
right.
of us.
Of course.
And so that's always...
It just amazes me when you're riding down a divided highway and cars are stopping in the middle of the road on the other side to watch us go by and wave.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they have all the school kids out there wanting to give us high fives as we're riding by. It's a very positive
feeling. That's dangerous. Don't do that.
Yeah.
I've seen people do that and fall over.
They have school vans.
It's very supportive. And I mean, just the ride itself, where you're talking to fellow bike riders next to you. You might be riding next to somebody from a whole different state that's riding for a whole different reason.
Sure.
And you carry on this conversation while you're down there. And I mean, this last ride, we made a really good friend from New Hampshire that we still stay in contact with regularly. And we're looking forward to meeting up with her again on the ride this year.
Again, it's the brotherhood, sisterhood, right?
Okay. Exactly.
Captain mentioned the survivors that actually ride also in front of our group when we make our final ride into the Capitol. But also some of those survivors actually ride in the tour. So sometimes as you're riding along during the day, you may start talking to someone and find out that you're talking to a survivor.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I had one of those experiences with a nephew of a fallen uncle, but he had to wait 3 years until he turned 18 to be able to ride in the tour. And he talked about his uncle for as long as I think we rode together for like 30 minutes before our break, you know, we were ready for a stop. But just hearing him talk, that was one of my highlights and one of my rides.
Here's a weird question. Now, I'm not in shape. I know it's hard to believe. But could I ride because my son's a police officer? Or is it just police officers? Okay.
It's police officers and survivors.
And survivors, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So
I tried.
And the reason is, and really, it's a logistic thing.
I'm sure.
I mean, the hotels and...
Right.
You get 2,200 riders like we have, you're stretched out for three miles.
It's a lot of logistics.
It's a lot of logistics.
I mean, and even this year, there was a waiting list fairly quickly with just law enforcement
officers.
That's
great, though.
That's what happened with me. I was on the waiting list for almost 2 years when COVID hit and we didn't ride the 1 year.
Right.
And so I was able to come in as a returning rider because I would have been in for the COVID year.
Sure.
But, it's a very impressive thing. Like you were saying, I rode next to a guy from, he's currently an officer in Florida, but he had been a New Hampshire state trooper.
Okay.
He got into that work because his dad was killed in line of duty when he was 10. You know, so you see stories like that. You'll see riders that have got a picture of somebody on their back as they're doing the ride for their fallen partner or, you know, one lady had a sign on the back. It was for her husband that had died the year before.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's an emotional roller coaster, but it's an experience you wouldn't want to miss.
Everybody's got a story, right? I mean, you're all there for a certain, you know, it's the overall cause and the reason and the honoring of the fallen. But
exactly. You've
all got your own personal stories and the reasons you're doing it, right?
Yeah, duty is just the foundation. I mean, we've all got our personal reasons why it's so important to us to be there every year.
Right. And then this year, you guys here from Rochester are riding for Mass.
Yes.
With the entire team.
The entire team. Right, yeah. Well, we're getting close on time here, so let's talk about the event.
Yes.
Right?
So I know I started talking about that. So we are having the fundraiser event for the team for the ride on April 29th, Saturday. Saturday, Silco Lachlan's, starting at 2 p.m. We're going to have a 50-50 raffle, and then we're also going to have various raffle prizes from area businesses that donated to support our ride for Mass.
Okay.
So anybody who's listening and would like to stop out at O'Loughlin's, we're praying for good weather, food, fun, and music.
Guaranteed good time. You know.
Always.
Oh, yeah.
Always.
Plus, your husband will be
some
there.
Some of the raffle prizes
that we've
seen so far are really incredible.
It'll be fun.
Prizes, so.
Yes. And so that starts at 2 o'clock on Saturday the 29th next week.
Yes.
Down at O'Loughlin's.
Yes.
Silco Lachlan's. Oldies, right? That's what we call it. That's what we call it. And we're doing all the raffles and stuff like that. And then when is the actual ride?
We have a ceremony on May 5th at the Public Safety Building.
Okay. Right over here.
Right over there.
Here.
But the ride actually starts. We leave for New Jersey on May 8th.
Okay.
And ride the 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th.
Gotcha. All right. And then you'll be back in time for the Lilac Festival.
Hopefully. And for those hockey fans, by the way, we have a beautiful Sabres practice worn jersey that they
it's
a nice item.
is there a website or anything that somebody can check out, so, say they can't come to Ollie's or they don't even know where Ollie's is and they want to help support you guys?
Yes, there's a website. It's Police Unity Tour Chapter 1, and you call that page up and there's a donation. You'll see a drop down box for donations. And if you put the Rochester police team, it will get credited for the local riders.
Okay, say it again. Police Unity Tour, Chapter 1?
Chapter 1.
Is that .com or .org?
No, just go to Google and put Police Unity Tour, Chapter 1. It'll come up and you'll find a spot for donations. And it'll say put a team name or an individual, but the team name will all get credited to the local riders.
There you go.
Yeah.
But I suggest you join us at Ole's instead.
It's an easier ride.
It'll be a lot more fun. Lynn Johnson, retired RPD, the record holder. Cheryl Fridley, retired RPD. Jay over there, who won't talk to us, and Rick over there, and Mary Beth Kowalski, retired Grease and part-time Monroe County Sheriff's. Good luck with your ride.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And
thank
good
you.
Luck with the event, and thank you for your service. And thank you for remembering everybody who in the brotherhood and sisterhood of the police department and first responders. You guys are true heroes, and this should be a lot of fun.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.